You know, it's like one of those moments in the Western when, whether it's the good guys or the bad guys, are looking at the other guys and saying, who are those guys? That's my feeling. You know, we have to remember these middle two movements of this symphony deal basically with these exotic materials, with these Native American or African American aspects. And this shocking occurrence of this coda, I think, is meant to bring us back into the present, back into reality, back into the bigger issues that were outlined back in the first movement. It's as if Dvorak is saying, all right, we've played the dance game and the spiritual game and these other games long enough. Now let's get back to purely musical issues, devoid of nationalism, exoticism, and evocations of pre-existing music. The basic storyline of this piece has to do with which theme will dominate and whether we're in major or minor. And that's shocking. C4-2 chord. Again, I just can't get over that kind of harmonic change. You know, if my harmony students did that, they'd immediately have red X's on their paper, and I'd say, what are you, from Mars? You hand this in to me? Of course, then they could evoke Dvorak's Ninth. My response would be typical. I'd say, okay, when you have written your first eight symphonies, I'll be happy to accept this in your ninth. In any case, back to this. It's a shocking moment, and it's meant to make us sit up and take special notice. Business as usual in the last two movements is over. It's time to refocus on the basic major and minor issues and theme dominance issues that marked the first movement and indeed will mark the fourth movement. So on that note, let us break, and when we return, we will return with the fourth movement. Thank you.